هون لگل اس بی اس راديو بشي كردينه.
Today we're joined by John Duncan, a Chief Operating Officer from Brake, Driver Awareness Australia, an organisation dedicated to improving road safety through education, awareness campaigns and community engagement. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, John. John, it's Road Safety Week this week. What is the main goal of the Brake Driver Awareness Campaign, and who are you hoping to reach most?
Our main goal is to better prepare young Australians. Road trauma, unfortunately, is the second leading cause of death for young people aged 16 to 25. So our aim is to, before a young person gets in the car, to drive themselves alone. We want to provide them with the strategies, decision-making, peer pressure, awareness, and just overall to be able to make the safe habits and decisions in a car.
How do you measure whether the campaign is actually changing driver behaviour and improving road safety?
Yeah, so with any behaviour change programs, it's always hard to measure outcomes because there's so many variables involved. What we do is our program, which is for students in grade 9, 10 and 11, before the 6 to 8 week program, students complete a survey. And then at the conclusion of the program, they complete the same survey again, and we can track changes in their decision-making strategies, how they intend to behave on the road, their attitudes towards road safety and their peers, mm-hmm. and all those sorts of things. So across the program, in the 6 to 8 week period, students complete about 50 to 70 different questions that we can really track how they're thinking and approaching road safety now.
So this campaign is aimed at young people only?
Yeah, that's right. That's where we work. So we work with high schools to provide the right evidence-based education that's really going to help young people once they're driving on their own.
Now, what are the biggest driving safety issues Brake is currently trying to address through the campaign?
It's really the decision-making, the processes that in the head of young people when they are, and even as a passenger too, young people are really pushed towards risk, and that's normal because that's just part of how the brain develops. And mm-hmm. what we want to do is better equip them with all these strategies because they do know the rules, they just don't know how to make safe decisions yet on the road.
In your opinion, how important are social media and digital platforms in spreading driver awareness messages today?
Yeah, they're super important. But the major thing is how we do it matters. Fear campaigns and those sort of strategies, they just don't work with young people because we're all wired as humans to go, that won't happen to me, it'll happen to other people, I'm the best driver ever. So it's effective as long as we use the right evidence-based and well-researched methods to get across to young people.
John, what role do, education and early awareness play in preventing dangerous driving habits?
It's so vital. And at the moment, it's currently under-invested and undervalued because we really do focus further down the chain when young people are already driving, and by then it's too late to really form these safe habits in them. So that's why we really focus on that 14 years to 16 age group, so we can instill these strategies and awareness and self-identity to be safe on the road.
What message does Brake most want Australian drivers to remember every time they get behind the wheel?
There's so many, but the main one would be that it's just not you on the road when you're driving. You might have the car around you and you kind of feel a bit isolated and independent, but driving is a social thing. It impacts everyone in our communities. Everyone just wants to get home safely, to their loved ones safely. So it's really thinking about other people whilst you're driving.
Now, earlier you spoke about young people. How can young drivers become more aware of their responsibilities towards pedestrians, cyclists and e-scooter drivers?
Yeah, so that's all part of the education we provide to young people. It's just not thinking that driving and using the road's just about you. And from all the feedback and data we collect from young people, it really gives me goosebumps when I look through it. Now looking at young people that have these strategies and also are responding with answers such as they now understand that driving is just not about using your hands and steering a wheel. It's about the safety of everyone involved on the road. So it's really that awareness to see the bigger picture and how complex driving really is.
John, nowadays or these days, we're seeing a lot of young people on e-scooters, and they're becoming sort of a danger to vehicle drivers. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, so we do have Australia's first nationally available e-mobility program for high school students. So that's young people aged from 12 to 16 can complete the program in any school in Australia. And the major factor is, again, providing the education for young people to understand how to ride them safely. It's that bigger picture of how to interact with their peers, how to respect other pedestrians and cars and these sorts of things. As adults, I think we expect young people to know how to do this because we're looking at it with our knowledge now, but it's unfair to young people to expect them just to do it when they haven't been provided the education and the know-how to do it properly.
Have you seen any positive behavioural changes from young drivers since launching recent awareness initiatives?
Yeah, from our education programs, like I mentioned earlier, we measure 50 to 70 different questions across the program, and the responses we get from young people are just so positive and wonderful, and it's really the one of the most aspects of my job that I get the most happiness from. And certain aspects, like at the end of the program, we've seen changes in young people viewing road safety as important, viewing it as you know, cool sort of thing, that it is important to them and to their peers. And that the increase we see there is 20%. We see increases such as 9% pre and post of young people feeling more confident to speak up in the car, and also increases like 11% young people feeling that they are responsible for their actions on the road and the safety of other people. And a lot of those metrics were getting right up to 99% at the end of the program, which is just wonderful to see.
What are the next priorities for BRAKE in improving road safety awareness across Australia?
Yeah, our priorities is we want the program, and the program, our program should be in every school in Australia, and we have the capability to do it with our delivery model, and it's available to every school. So that's our goal, that every young person has the tools, has the knowledge, the strategies to drive safely on our road before they have to face it alone.
Before we go, what's your page called and the link for it?
Yeah, so any school or any parent wanting more information how to help their child be safe on the road can go to www.brake, that's brake.org.au, and we're always happy to help and chat at any time.
John Duncan from BRAKE Driver Awareness Australia, thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish and all the best.
Thank you, May.
Like baka, para va baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bishobina.